Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Have you ever wondered about that wives' tale? Is it a wives' tale? Do houseplants really purify the air? Can they help to clean the air that we breathe in our homes? Well, my guest is Dr. Mao Xing Ni, or Dr. Mao. He's board-certified anti-aging expert. So, Dr. Mao, tell us, are there certain houseplants that we should really be keeping in our homes?
Absolutely. There's no question that we have so much pollutants now in our air within our home, especially when you're talking about houses that are sealed tightly for energy purposes. And so you're talking about formaldehyde, benzene, trichloroethylene. These are common gases that come from particle board furniture, foam insulation, as well as cleaning solvents and so forth. And so what you can do to protect yourself is to tap the power of nature. These plants have been studied by NASA to clean the air naturally. So exciting thing is these are plants that we already know. Ficus, for example, English ivy, peace lily, spider plants are just some of the things, some of the plants you can incorporate as a natural purifier for your indoor air pollutants.
And do you think, Dr. Mao, that this will help people with allergies, asthma? Because, you know, they're telling us keep your windows closed if you have problems at this time of the year. Is this something that's going to help with that?
Yeah, there's no question that it does exactly that, is to filter out the actual allergens. So for people with asthma and allergic responses to hay fever and other pollen, for example. However, you should also try to use a HIPAA filter so you can also pick up any of these particulates that the plants are not filtering out. So the combination of the house plants, which gets rid of these toxic chemicals, as well as a HIPAA filter, I think would really cause, you know, help bring relief to these patients suffering with allergies and asthma, but also to overall health, clarity of mind.
Is it something, Dr. Mao, that we would notice? I mean, there's NASA studies. We know that this works. If we got spider plants and English ivies and these plants, you know, would we notice a difference if you're somebody who suffers from these things?
Yes, in fact, I, you know, as a clinician, I work with many patients with allergies, and one of the things that happens is that it may be subtle the way that you react to allergens. You may have sinus problems, congestion, postnasal drip, acid reflux, so forth. But mostly, people just feel they wake up in the morning, they're groggy, their head's not clear. It takes them a while to wake up. And when they incorporate these house plants and a HIPAA filter into their environment, suddenly they wake up more with more clarity, feeling better, have more energy, and less sinus problem or drainage. Now, when we're talking about, you know, air quality, we really, and talking about detoxifying the air, we have to really also look at what you can do to detoxify your body. And one of the most powerful way to detoxify your body is proper breathing.
So tell us about that. What can we do to detoxify our bodies through breathing?
So the human body, 30% of all your toxins leave through your bowel movement and urination and maybe some sweating, perspiration. And 70% of all the toxins are eliminated from your body through the power of respiration, your breathing. And the major toxin in our body is actually carbon dioxide. So, of course, we eliminate that through our lungs. And most people breathe very shallow. They don't engage fully in emptying out the carbon dioxide that your lungs are trying to eliminate. So an inefficient breathing pattern will actually trap more toxic gases in your body and produce fatigue, lower organ functions, and many other problems that people experience. And so in part of what I do is I coach people in a type of breathing meditation called Qigong.
So give us a little coaching, Dr. Mao. Give us a little example of what you do with people and how the listeners can do it right now while they're listening.
Okay, so very quickly, let's go ahead and just sit comfortably. You know, if you're driving, you know, don't do this while you're driving.
But, of course.
But if you're in a chair, sit comfortably. And go and take a nice deep breath and fill up your abdomen and your chest so that they both expand. Okay, and at the end of your inhale, go ahead and exhale. And I want you to empty out your chest, so make sure that the chest is actually caving in now. And I want you to empty out your abdomen, abdominal cavity, so go ahead and completely flatten out your stomach. At the end of the exhale, I want you to push out the air a little bit more. And just when you think you don't have any more air to push out, I want you to do a little bit more. And just continue to exhale some more, and then a little bit more. Oh, good. So we have to completely empty out. Now take a deep inhalation, fill up the abdomen first, and then expand the chest as both rises. And then exhale once more. And again, remember, exhale, you don't stop at the end of the exhalation, but you have to completely exhale. So push the air out more and more and more until you don't think you can push out anymore, and then exhale a little bit more.
So do we do this a few times a day? Do we do this as a regular sort of meditative regimen?
That's right. So anytime, if you're sitting, waiting at a doctor's office or standing in line at a bank, whatever maybe you're doing, it only takes a couple minutes to just engage in this deep abdominal breathing. The key is an exhale, because if you don't get rid of all the carbon dioxide and deflate your lungs, you cannot take in any more air, right? So the amount of fresh oxygen you bring in has to do with how much room you have in your, you know, your lungs, all these air sacs. So got to empty out. The key is an emptying out. And another benefit of emptying out is that you get to relax. So this is something that, you know, we teach our patients in classes, private sessions, well, is we have DVDs and CDs that you can search for in your bookstore or online for.
Now, when we're a little baby, you know, you watch a little baby breathe and their whole abdomen expands and they take this full deep breath, but we kind of lose that as we get older, don't we? We take these shallow breaths everywhere we go.
Yes, unfortunately, as one gets older, the breath rises up higher and higher until, you know, if you look at people on their deathbed, they breathe from their throat. They're so shallow, they can only breathe from your throat. And that's unfortunate. So the key is to emulate what the babies do, is this deep, natural abdominal breathing, engage in the diaphragm, bring the breath. And but like I said, I mean, unless you can exhale, make space, you cannot take in more. And so the key is in emptying out and creating this spaciousness.
And I would think, Dr. Mao, that that takes practice. If you've had voice lessons, you know, as I had, you learn how to do that with the diaphragm breathing and how to really exhale everything. But it certainly takes practice, doesn't it?
It does. But it's not difficult. You know, so one example I have for people would be when you take an inhale, maybe count to 8. And when you take exhale, count to 12. So you be sure that you are making space, emptying out completely, getting rid of all the toxic gases so you have room to bring in more oxygen.
That is really great advice. And tell us, where can listeners find out more information about you, Dr. Mao?
Oh, they can go on to our website. That's taoofwellness.com. That's taoofwellness.com. Or they can look me up on Ask Dr. Mao. That's askdrmao.com.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Mao. And remember, for more information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.